But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thank you so much for joining me as we talk about encouragement in Christ, the victory that we have in Christ. The Lord Himself encouraged me in spite of some things this week, and I felt reminded of His goodness, love, and victory. I just want to share that encouragement with you, my friends. Let's talk about detaching our faith from Christian leaders. This is something we may see in others or even ourselves. Sometimes we accidentally associate our faith with a Christian leader instead of having it relying only on Christ. And this is something that we just have to be very careful about, especially with today, with today's media. It's very easy to find a person following a Christian leader and not checking up in the Bible whether that Christian leader is actually, you know, sharing the truth without compromise. So be sure to while we respect Christian leaders who have fruits, because, you know, Jesus said, know them by their fruits, we also need to be sure that we detach our faith from relying on a Christian leader too much. And so we need to put our faith in Christ alone. Faith must be entirely in Christ and not based upon the actions of oneself or others. Place your faith unreservedly in Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross and how He exited the tomb with complete, eternal, brilliant victory. So when someone fails, just remember Christ's nails. He is the one. He is always perfect, genuine, loving, and true. And He gives us victory. What a gift. So I repeat 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The preceding passage totally surges joy into my heart because God gives us the victory. What's more, the verse following it, it's 1 Corinthians 15:58. It banishes feelings of discouragement. Listen to this, quote, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain, unquote. Powerful, powerful, isn't it? So let's praise the Lord for the victory in Jesus. And for how we know that no matter what people say or do, we know that with the Lord, He has everything in mind and under control. And we can focus on that part of the verse that says, quote, in the Lord, your labor is not in vain, unquote. When you do something through and for the Lord, you will receive an eternal reward. In closing, let's open our hearts to Philippians 3:20 through 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Let's pray. And at this time, I'm going to invite anyone out there listening who has not yet received Jesus as Savior and Lord and the gift of eternal life. I'm going to pray with you to give you that opportunity. And I'm going to pray with all of you. If you're hurting, we're going to ask the Lord to heal our hearts. Sound good? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You are You. You always do what is right. You always love us. You always give us victory here and hereafter. And we thank You so much for that. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. That's what your word says, and we believe it. And we trust you. And I pray with those who want to receive you, Jesus, and I just pray with them right now. We repent of our sin. We hate sin. We hate our sin and ask for your forgiveness. Please cleanse us. Fill us. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, and be our Savior and Lord. Rule our lives. We want to do things your way. We want you to do it through us. We can't do it on our own. And we just thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your gift of eternal life. And we confess with our mouths, Jesus is Lord. And we believe in our hearts that you died on the cross and rose again, conquering sin and death. Thank you, Jesus. And now, Lord, I pray with all those out there with hurting hearts and with all kinds of prayer requests. Lord, we cast our cares upon you. We pray for your best for each request. And I pray for each person right now to sense your presence in a special way. We pray for healing. We pray for healing of heart wounds also. Pray for right now, Lord, we just pray for your hand to touch our heart and heal it where it hurts. Thank you so much that you are you and we can trust you no matter what, and that you love us no matter what. We love you, Jesus. Help us to love you and share your love today. Thank you so much, Lord, for listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. It is a great idea to memorize scripture, and I strongly encourage you this week to memorize the scripture that I shared today a couple of times, and that is 1 Corinthians 15:57. Again, that is 1 Corinthians 15:57, which says, quote, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." If you have prayer requests, you can send them for extra prayer. You can send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Please let this station know how much you appreciate that opportunity they give us to pray together. It's so kind of them to air this program. So I just appreciate you for listening and praying with me. And remember that no matter what people say and do, Jesus is with you and he still loves you.